Good evening, everyone. Your news time now is just before 5 past 5. I'm Hannah Blevins, and I'll be bringing you this evening edition of the news. The boyfriend of a Midway woman, charged with allegedly injuring her 18-month-old daughter, was arrested yesterday on felony drug charges and taken into custody on a misdemeanor warrant. Baxter County Sheriff John Montgomery says a deputy, accompanied by an agent from a bail bond company, went to the residence of 27-year-old Harvey Lee Honeycutt on an outstanding warrant for failure to appear in court. Upon their arrival, Honeycutt came out of the residence and was taken into custody. Once in custody, a search of the Midway man revealed 5 small baggies of methamphetamine in his clothing. During an interview, Honeycutt allegedly admitted to purchasing the illegal drug from another individual for the purpose of reselling. He has been charged with a felony count of possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, with the purpose to deliver, as well as a failure to appear in court misdemeanor. Honeycutt's bond was set at $5,000 on the drug charge, but he is being held without bond on the failure to appear warrant. He is set to appear in Baxter County Circuit Court on October 4th and in District Court on October 9th. Honeycutt's girlfriend, 20-year-old Samantha Laverty, was arrested earlier this month on charges of felony battery of a child and child endangerment after her 18-month-old daughter sustained serious injuries. The toddler was transferred from Baxter Regional Medical Center to Arkansas Children's Hospital for treatment. Honeycutt and Laverty resided together with the child at a Midway home where the incident occurred. Laverty entered a not guilty plea to the charges during a session of Baxter County Circuit Court yesterday. During her court appearance by way of video hookup with the Baxter County Jail, Laverty said she had never been in trouble before and had never laid a hand on her child in any way. She also disavowed the use of drugs. Judge Gordon Webb interrupted the 20-year-old Laverty to tell her the court was not going to try her case during Thursday's session. Laverty said while she had been in jail, her landlord had already begun the process of evicting her because she had been arrested, and she would need to find a new place to live. The investigation into the infant's injuries was launched on September 11th when the Baxter County Sheriff's Office received a call from Baxter Regional Medical Center regarding suspicious injuries to a young female child. The child was later transferred to Arkansas Children's Hospital in Little Rock, where she was treated for a broken femur. The medical staff at Children's also expressed great concern for the multiple bruises on the child's face. Laverty is in the Baxter County Jail with a bond set at $25,000. She is scheduled to reappear in Circuit Court on November 29th. The son of an Arkansas congressman has been arrested on multiple drug and gun charges. Benton County Jail records show that 31-year-old James Philip Womack was arrested by Bentonville police yesterday evening on 11 counts, including possession of methamphetamine or cocaine with intent to deliver. Womack is being held without bond. He is the son of Republican Representative Steve Womack, who represents Northwest Arkansas's 3rd Congressional District. James Philip Womack has had previous arrest and pled guilty in 2010 to conspiracy to deliver a controlled substance. Representative Steve Womack said in a statement, "His family loves his son unconditionally, but the son is accountable for the choices he has made." The congressman said they honor and respect the criminal justice system, which will decide his son's fate. The founder of an airline company that once provided service to Baxter County was killed yesterday evening in a shooting incident in downtown Memphis. According to the Commercial Appeal, the death of Greater Memphis Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Phil Trenary was confirmed by the Chamber and Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland. Memphis police officers responded to the shooting just before 8 o'clock on South Front Street and described the suspect as a black male with dreadlocks, wearing a blue shirt, and driving a white 4-door pickup truck. The chamber was reportedly hosting a 4-mile race at nearby Lofton Yard at the time of the shooting. The 64-year-old Trenary founded Lone Star Airlines in Oklahoma in 1984. Lone Star is a past provider of airline service to the Baxter County Airport. The company filed for bankruptcy in August of 1998 and was liquidated nearly 2 months later. Trenary moved to Memphis in 1997 to operate a regional airline that morphed into Pinnacle, a $1 billion regional airline operator. He stepped down as CEO in 2014 to lead the Greater Memphis Chamber of Commerce. After Northwest Arkansas Electric Cooperative customers were hit by phone scammers in August, Entergy officials are reporting their customers are now reporting they too are being contacted. Mark Martin, customer service manager with Entergy, says the callers are demanding payment.
saying that they are behind on their electric bills and they're going to come cut their electricity off if they don't make a payment via phone. Entergy does never ask for payment on the phone. If we are going to disconnect a customer, we show up face-to-face, and we do not ever take money. So these people are scamming our customers, trying to get money from them over the phone, and this is not Entergy that is doing that, and we want to encourage our customers, do not pay these people over the phone.
Martin says customers contacted by the phone scammers are encouraged to contact the Entergy Customer Support Center at 1-800-ENTERGY and report the incident along with the number they have been told to contact by the scammers. Martin says Entergy officials hope their customers do not make payments to the scammers. He says if that does occur, there is no recourse for getting the funds back. Century 21 LEMAC Realty News Time is now 11 past 5. We'll have more in your news, so stay with us. It's really important, so you should always keep your CPAP equipment clean, but it shouldn't take you away from your day. Brooks Medical Equipment in Town East Center has the answer with the SoClean Automated CPAP Equipment Sanitizer. It's faster, easier, and more effective, killing 99.9% of germs and bacteria in your equipment. There's no taking the mask, hose, or reservoir apart, and no water or harsh chemicals are needed. The Automated CPAP Sanitizer from SoClean, now at Brooks Medical Supply. After 7 seasons in Branson performing their award-winning dinner show, Gordy and Debbie bring their fabulous act to the Bull Shoals Theater of the Arts on Saturday. This duo has won the Valley Star Musical Duet Award 6 times, and when you see them, you'll know why. Get tickets for the Gordy and Debbie show on Saturday before they sell out. And don't miss Ted's Little Opry free every Monday night at 6 p.m. Call the Bull Shoals Theater of the Arts for tickets today at 870-445-2311. 870-445-2311. Your news time now is 12 past 5. It didn't take long for a Norfolk man to locate his missing camouflage blind. In fact, shortly after a Baxter County Sheriff's officer took the theft report, the Norfolk man called to advise he had located his blind across the street in a neighbor's backyard along Highway 5 South at the home of 39-year-old Nathaniel Campbell. Campbell was booked into the Baxter County Detention Center on Wednesday afternoon on felony charges of theft of property, residential burglary, and breaking or entering. According to the probable cause affidavit, the victim first reported a break-in in late December of his mobile home undergoing renovation. He said personal items and construction tools had been stolen. He also said a shed next to the residence had been entered and several tools taken. A camouflage blind was also reported missing. Less than 2 hours later, the victim called law enforcement reporting he had found the blind across the street in Campbell's backyard. He was able to identify the blind from several repairs that he had made to it. During the retrieval of the blind, the victim identified his hammer in the driveway between his neighbor's house and the outbuilding. Campbell's bond has been set at $25,000. A Marion County man, 56-year-old Donald Alderman of Peel, led law enforcement on a high-speed chase through Mountain Home on his motorcycle Saturday evening before crashing and fleeing on foot. According to the probable cause affidavit filed Wednesday, a Mountain Home police officer conducted a traffic stop of the motorcycle at the intersection of State Highway 62B and Cardinal Street for not having a license plate. The driver, later identified as Alderman, failed to stop and fled from the officer at a high rate of speed. The officer pursued Alderman for about 6 miles on Highway 62 East at speeds between 60 and 80 miles per hour before he lost control of his motorcycle and wrecked. Alderman then fled on foot with the officer pursuing him and ordering him to stop. When Alderman failed to stop, the officer deployed his taser. The Marion County man said he fled because he was on parole and had methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia in his vehicle's saddlebag. Alderman has been charged with felony counts of fleeing both in a vehicle and on foot, possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia, as well as a misdemeanor count of reckless driving. His bond was set at $10,000. Alderman made an initial court appearance in Baxter County Circuit Court yesterday as he entered a not guilty plea to the charges. The Mountain Home Education Foundation will host its 14th annual Night of Honors on October 4th at Big Creek Golf and Country Club. Journalist photographer John Partapillo is one of Mountain Home High School alums to be inducted in the Hall of Honors class of 2018. Partapillo says his interest in photography started before he moved to Mountain Home.
When I was 9 years old, My mother gave me a Brownie Hawkeye camera. It was an old Kodak camera. And I went to Catholic schools my whole life until we moved to Mountain Home. When we moved to Mountain Home, that's the first time I ever went to a non-religious school. But anyway, I was 9 years old, and the nuns were spanking my classmates, and I was documenting it with my my Brownie Hawkeye, and they confiscated my camera and my film. And I think that's how I became a journalist.
Artapillo graduated from Mountain Home High School in 1967. He went on to attend the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, where he worked for the school's newspaper, and that led to awards and other experiences.
They handed me a camera. I guess the photographer got sick, and they handed me a camera and said, go, you need to go take some pictures of this. And I did. It was a symposium thing. And to make a long story short, I won an award with the University of Missouri at Columbia. It was a student photo contest, and I won in one of the categories. And that summer, I got to carry cameras for 3 National Geographic photographers that summer. I think I wanted to be a writer, and then this happened. And, I carried cameras for these 3 guys. I learned so much stuff. I went like, wow, I really love this. It just reinforced it even more. And when I got back to school, I was about 10 years ahead of everybody because, you're working with these pros out in the field. They showed me all kinds of tricks, and I just learned so much stuff from them.
Artapillo was living in Los Angeles, but family health issues led him to return to Mountain Home, where he worked for the Baxter Bulletin.
My mother was ill, and I just came back to help her, from Los Angeles, and I was married at the time, and my ex-wife wanted to, she wanted to leave Los Angeles, so we came back to Mountain Home, and of course, I'm a photographer, so I thought, maybe I can do some freelance work with these guys on the side, keep my hand in it. And as it turned out, I did a lot of freelance work from Gannett, ended up buying all media. That's how I got into Gannett. And then I won Best of Gannett for some features that I did. And it was like a big award. And ended up Gary Watt, CEO of Gannett at that time, he and a bunch of other people from Gannett came to look at their properties. And he told the publisher to hire me.
Artapillo eventually left the Bulletin and went to work for another Gannett newspaper, the Tennessean, for 17 years. While he was in Nashville, he covered several news items, including the United States' second war against Iraq.
I was there for, about 4 or 5 months, first time, and then the second time I went, the unit I was embedded with, I documented them coming home from Mosul, Iraq, all the way back to Fort Campbell, Kentucky. I've been lucky. I've got to cover all kinds of stuff, 5 presidents and wars and all kinds of incredible features. I did a story on gangs in Middle Tennessee, which won Best of Photojournalism against everybody in Europe and America. Came in first place with that one at the Tennessean. I got nominated for a Pulitzer Prize for our flood coverage that we did in 2010 when Nashville flooded. Been a lot of, great stuff. I've met a lot of wonderful people. I think I collect people. I love people.
Artapillo left the Tennessean in 2016 and has since been working as a freelance photographer and has also written a book on Cuba. His work can be followed online at johnpartapillo.com. Reservations for the Knight of Honors can be made by contacting the Education Foundation Office, the Mountain Home School District Administration Office, or KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot. Mountain Home Public Schools was among the award winners recognized at the annual 2018 Hunger Action Breakfast in Little Rock, a signature event of Hunger Action Month in Arkansas. The annual breakfast recognizes those individuals, organizations, government agencies, and businesses going above and beyond in the commitment to alleviating hunger in Arkansas. Awardees were nominated by the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance and Arkansas' 6 Feeding America Food Bank members from across the state. More than 220 relief agencies and advocates gathered for the annual event earlier this month. In the philanthropic and nonprofit category, Mountain Home Public Schools was nominated by the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas in Mountain Home for their unwavering support of the food bank, its programs, and the people it serves. The school district provides student volunteer groups to help at the food bank. Multiple campuses and student organizations participate in the annual Spirit of Giving food drive, Empty Bowls dinner, 5Ks, and student dances to raise funds. East students have developed county maps modeling areas with high poverty and hunger. Students and faculty have also implemented alternative breakfast programs and participate in Cooking Matters and Cooking Matters at the Store classes. In his introduction of Mountain Home Public Schools, Food Bank of North Central Arkansas and Chief Executive Officer Jeff Quick said he was thrilled to present the award to his alma mater. The Buffalo River Partners will sponsor the third river cleanup of the year on Public Lands Day tomorrow. Those wishing to volunteer can sign up on the partners' website at bnrpartners.org. The cleanup will begin at 9:30 on the State Highway 14 bridge with a shuttle to Spring Creek. Buffalo River Float Service will provide canoes and shuttles, so those wishing to take part must sign up to secure a seat and a canoe. The partners are holding the event on a Saturday, so those who work during the week have the opportunity to join in on the cleanup. Participants will need to bring a packed lunch, drinks, and, if possible, tools such as cutters, pry bars, hose, or other implements for extracting trash. The partners will provide bags, gloves, a snack, and extra drinking water. For more information, call Aletha Tetterton at 870-416-4699. Funeral arrangements for 81-year-old Bertha Lee Dersey of Mountain Home are pending at Roller Funeral Home. Bertha Lee Dersey died today in Mountain Home. And funeral arrangements for 89-year-old George Joseph Jehoski of Mountain Home are pending at Kirby and Family Funeral and Cremation Services. George Jehoski died yesterday in Mountain Home. Century 21 LEMAC Realty News Time is now 21 past 5. We'll have the latest in weather and sports, so stay with us.